on a beautiful Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. The 9 o'clock hour is when we cover everything you need to know, or well, it's open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. 9:20, this is the second segment where we give away any kind of promotion if we have one. Our flagship station, KTAR, has put two Phoenix Suns tickets for the Suns versus Orlando Magic Friday, November 30th, 7 o'clock. It's not first pitch. What do you do? How do you start basketball? Is that the tip-off?
Tip-off.
Tip-off's at 7 o'clock. These are Section 103, Row 17, Seats 6 and 5. So we do that on text. If you've, it keeps the phone lines open for people that want to call in and ask questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin. So the text number is 411-923, and you have to know the answer to this question. Last week it was about the winning run off of our home maintenance calendar. I'm trying to get to my screen. And this week, who are we receiving an award from? And if you have our home maintenance calendar, you can. If you don't have one, you can just request one. We'll send it to you free of charge. Our last wave, we've got a redesign issue. This is the first time it's come up. But on the back of the calendar, we've got our P.O. box number and the Postal Service delivered to the P.O. instead of the labeled address we put on there. So we're going to have to figure out a design to keep that from happening. So everyone that was expecting to get one last week know that they'll go out again this week because they were delivered to the wrong location. But who are we receiving an award from? And that's, you can find that in the home maintenance calendar at Rosie on the House. There's a digital copy at rosieonthehouse.com. Just mouse over the homeowner resources, select calendar, and you can see it there. All right answers received at 411-923 via text between now and the end of the broadcast. We will pick a random winner, and then we'll verify that that's somebody that hasn't received a promotion from Rosie on the House in the last 12 months, and we'll drop these tickets in the mail to you before we walk out of the studio here at 11 o'clock. Susan is next on the line, wants to talk about a heat pump. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're in the market for a heat pump / air conditioner. It's the one we have is 40-plus years old. We're relatively new homeowners out here. I want to know what brands do you think will be last the longest? The prices that we're getting are pretty consistent. And have you ever heard of something, some sort of light that that shines on the coils that makes them last longer?
Yes. So those are a lot of questions here. And let me back up. You said on my screen it says the house is 4 years old, but I think from what I understand, you've only been in the house 4 years. The home itself is closer to 40 years old. Is that correct?
The house is 40 years old. We've only been in the house less than a year, actually. The air conditioning system is as old as the house.
There's a 40-year-old home, and how big is this home?
It's about 1,200 square feet.
Okay, so we're not going to need a big unit, but there's a good chance we're going to need new ductwork. The air conditioning 40 years ago is a lot different than the air conditioning today, and moving the airflow is just as critical as the equipment we use. Now,
okay,
what you're going to want on all these estimates, are they giving manual J calculations? Are they doing the correct procedure to design the new system for your home? Are they just coming in and go ahead?
They're just coming in and bidding, saying this is what you need for a new unit.
Okay. Well, hang tight. We're going to continue this conversation after the bottom of the hour news. There's a lot of things we can do. One of those is stop the clock. Can't do that. So we'll be back after news and talk through the proper way to size a new air conditioning unit when we're putting it on a home that's 40 years old, the correct equipment to use, and then she asked about this light that's supposed to make the coils last longer. We'll talk about that here at Rosie on the House.